Our New Testament reading for today is from Romans the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 21. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one might dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by that grace of that man Jesus Christ abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of the one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if because of one man's trespass death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to the justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass. But where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Reverend Anthony Steinbrunn, President of the New Jersey District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This has to be one of the great chapters inside the Bible. Recently, a friend of mine, Paul Haneke, he's pastor at Luther Memorial Church in Tinton Falls. We were at the Lutheran Educators Association conference in Milwaukee, and we did a short presentation, and it was on the 24 chapters that every Christian ought to know. Now, Christians, we ought to know all of Scripture, but Paul and I were thinking if we had to just identify at least 24, what should be the chapters that that people ought to know? And so Paul did his list, I did my list, and this is what we came up with. Romans 5 was on both of our lists. And the reason why is that this chapter has everything in it. We're justified by faith. We're justified by his blood. We have peace with God. Okay? God's our friend. We have a living hope. And even when we suffer, even when days are dark, these kinds of suffering, they can produce endurance. And they can produce character and give us hope. Probably the phrase, though, that jumped out at me was this one that we're saved from God's wrath. Whenever I come across that phrase, I think of these words from the book of Revelation. It's a powerful picture inside Revelation chapter 6. Then the kings of the earth and the great men and the generals and the rich and the strong and everyone, slave and free, hid in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand before it?" And so when I hear God's wrath, and I certainly deserve it, there's no doubt there, I delight in these good news that Paul writes here in Romans 5, that I've been saved from God's wrath. That's all possible because of God's grace. And that's why I was so excited when Jenny assigned me this text, oh, probably about a month ago maybe now. And then when Buzz Aldrich, he confirmed it in an email about 2 weeks ago. And they said, yeah, Romans chapter 5 is the one that I get to talk on for just a bit. But then as I read it, of course, I think, how can you deal with that in 5 minutes? Okay? And that's an impossible task, especially when you're dealing with God's grace. But here's maybe two ways that we can go about understanding it. The mischief of Adam runs pretty deep inside my skin, and maybe it does in yours as well. And an interesting movie that I came across a few years back now, it was titled The Final Cut. And it's a movie about a guy, he does eulogies, okay? People come to the funeral home, and what he does, there's a way that all of the events that a person did in their life are recorded. And what he does, then he goes through the person's life and he cleans out all the bad stuff that the person did. And so when the eulogy, time for the eulogy comes, this guy's life is pretty clean, see? And that's what Christ did for us. The final cut in our life, because of Christ, is that we're innocent. We're acquitted. We're declared innocent. We're righteous. And we get to have eternal life. And it's all because of Jesus Christ. Another interesting way of looking at that same theme is one that Luther had a long time ago. He had asked the German people, who's the greatest sinner that ever lived? And then he'd pause and let the German people think for just a little bit. And maybe if it was asked in our time, if you studied church history, early church history, you'd think of Nero and the persecution, how he would tie up Christians inside bundles and then dip them in tar and then burn them alive. And they would illuminate his garden parties. See, that was Nero. The viciousness of Nero. Maybe we think of Adolf Hitler, World War II, Stalin, great persecution inside Russia. A lot of people would come to mind, possibly. But the greatest sinner that ever lived, Luther said, was Jesus Christ. God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that we could become the righteousness of God. And I think one of the great reasons we love Romans 5, at least I do, is because it talks about this great exchange. Jesus gets my sins, I get his righteousness. Jesus gets my death, which I deserve, and I get his eternal life. He gets my guilt, my shame, and I get his forgiveness and his mercy. If it was left to me, sin and death would still be reigning inside my life. But the stronger one, Jesus Christ, has come to set Tony free, and he's come to set you free. And that's our good news. There was a strong man, Satan, but the stronger man has set us free. And if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. So I thank you again for this privilege of sharing this message with you. May the Lord richly bless you with his grace and this living hope that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
We thank Reverend Anthony Steinbrunn, president of the New Jersey District of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, for today's meditation on God's Word.